Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I'm going to talk about when the person you're dating has kids, okay? Because a lot of people are dealing with that. A lot of people are not in a situation where they're dating someone that's free and can do whatever they want to do and come and go as they want, okay? And this happens a lot with a lot of divorced people. A lot of divorced people, sometimes in a case of older men with younger women, they get involved and that particular guy may have children and the younger woman doesn't understand why he's got to spend time with his kids or do things with his kids, and things can get tricky. But this could go both ways. This could be also, you know, you could be younger and you could be dealing with somebody who has children. The thing you got to keep in mind is this, okay? When you get involved with somebody who has kids, it's not just you and the person that you are involved with, okay? It's you, them, and their attachment to their children, all right? And a lot of times, these people are very, very attached to their children. Like a lot of men, particular, that are dating and they're online dating or whatever, they'll tell a lot of women, well, you know, I see my kids every other weekend, and do you have a problem with that? Or some of them on the online dating in their profiles will show pictures of their kids, and that's kind of a message, a subtle message to let you know, like, my kids are important, they're in my life, and you have to accept that too. So you have to understand, when you deal with somebody who's got kids, and especially if they're younger children, they're not going to have a lot of time to give to you sometimes in the relationship, depending on what their relationship is and what their visitation is and what's their relationship with their ex. You know, you have to see what kind of relationship do they have with their ex. Now, if their ex is very bitter and, you know, because they broke up for whatever reason it is, this could be a problem because they could be telling the kids a lot of nasty things about you if you're dating them. And then when you're in the kids' company, these kids are going to look at you sideways, all right? And it's nothing that you should take personally. It's what the children have heard from their exes. So you just do the right thing, okay? Now, another thing I want to add about when you get involved with somebody with kids. Let's say you go out on some kind of day excursion. Let's say you go to the zoo or you do something like that with somebody who's got kids, right? And let's say that the kids are acting up or they're doing something that they shouldn't do, okay? Let's just say they're spitting or they're doing something really childish or whatever. It is not your place to intervene and to act like the parent, okay? That is between your partner and their children. So you don't want to cross boundaries when it comes to things like that, okay? And a lot of people, they do that. Like they'll turn to their partner and they'll say, oh, you know, why do you allow them to do this? Or why do you allow them to do that, okay? Number one, in a lot of cases, you're not married to your partner and you have no business telling them how to raise or how to tell their children what to do, okay? Now, the other thing that you got to understand is if you get involved with somebody that has children and it becomes a serious relationship. Down the road, if you marry this person, you have to take into consideration that you are going to be involved in that child's life, no matter what it is. It could be birthday parties, it could be graduations, it could be weddings, whatever could happen, that's a connection to them, and that's going to be a connection in your life as well. Now, your partner has to be able to set up boundaries. In other words, if you're dealing with somebody who's got kids, and let's say those kids disrespect you in any way whatsoever, what you need to do is set up that boundary. You need to talk to your partner, and you need to let your partner know if they haven't intervened already and said something to their child that they, you know, they're out of line and corrected them. You have to talk to your partner and you have to let them know, you know what, I'm not going to be disrespected, and you have to say something to your child because I am not going to put myself in this kind of environment if you don't stand up for me and you don't, you know, set this child right and show that this child should have respect for me. If I'm doing the right thing and I'm showing the child respect, the child's got to respect you as well. But it's your partner, you guys. It's kind of like when you get involved with somebody and, you know, somebody's and you're at a family get together, and let's say their family are making little snide remarks or they're blatantly rude to you, okay? You have to take it up with your partner and let them know. Let them know. And their partner, your partner is the one who's got to say something to their family and let them know you can't sit there and say anything, you know, to the person that I'm dating or the person I'm in a relationship and disrespect them. This is a huge problem because sometimes you have partners that don't speak up against their family. Okay. And I'm going to do a podcast on this too. All right. Talking about like people that are like mama's boys or even women that are attached to their mothers, you know, when they can't speak up against their family. And when you're dealing with somebody like that, you have a huge problem ahead of you. If the person that you're involved with doesn't have the maturity to stand up for you, you trust me when I tell you this, okay? You will have a problem later on in your relationship. So you have to be very clear cut when it comes to your boundaries about how you're going to deal with somebody who's got children. Number one, when you get involved with somebody who has children, you have to look at the scenario. Now, everybody's situation could be different. You have to look at, you know, how much time are you going to be spending with your partner and how much time does your partner spend with their children? And you have to sit down with your partner and work out a plan of when you guys will be able to see each other. And it's got to work for both of you. Now, if you feel that it's not working for you, you have to say something to your partner. And if your partner is unbending about it, that is something that you have to accept, that maybe this relationship is not going to work out because they're not giving you enough time that you need in order to be in a relationship with them. You know, there's all different extremes out there. There's some people that have children that need to see them every single day. There's some people that see their children maybe every other week. There's some people that see their kids 3-4 times a week. It really depends on, you know, what their relationship is with their children. So before you even jump into a relationship with somebody who has kids, the first thing you have to figure out is how much do they see their kids? How involved in their life are they? Now, the other thing is when you first start dating somebody, in the beginning, they may be giving you a lot of their time because you're something new. Maybe they're trying to win you over or whatever, okay? So they're going to give you their best foot forward in the beginning. Like I said, people always show you their best in the beginning, okay? That's why it takes time, and you, as time goes by, you start to see the real person. But you can't just sit there and, you know, not say anything about how you would like the relationship to go. If you've been dating somebody, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, or something like that, you have to talk to them and work out a plan of how often you would see each other. And then you have to look at the relationship with the children as well. Are these children receptive to you? Are they warm? Are they inviting to you? Or are they very closed off to you and they don't want to know you, or they have an attitude with you? Okay. Now, it really depends on your partner. They are the center of everything. It's up to them to control how the relationship will go with you and with them. And if they're not able to stand with you on how you want to take things and progress with the relationship, you are always going to have a battle on your hands, okay? If they can never say no to their children, or they just let their children sit there and disrespect you in any way, form, and they're never saying anything like that, that is something that's going to get worse down the road, and especially when these kids get older in a lot of ways, okay? Now, another thing you have to consider when you get involved with somebody who has children, right, is if you get serious with that person, if you marry that person, okay, and let's say you have children with that person. Now, your children are going to be related to the children they had with their exes. So that's going to be their stepbrothers and sisters. And when you have different get-togethers, which are, you know, any kind of religious ceremonies, or you have birthdays, you have parties, anything, that person's kids are going to be invited. And like I said, depending on the relationship that your partner has with their ex, if they have a very, you know, congenial relationship with their ex and the children, you know, everybody can get along, that's one thing. But if they have a very tumultuous relationship with their ex and there's a lot of bitter feelings there or anything like that, or if you're even the cause of why, you know, their mother, you know, got divorced or whatever, and now this person is with you, you're going to deal with a lot of resentment. So these are things that you have to consider. And you may say in the beginning, oh, you know, it's not bad. You know, everything will work itself out. Believe me when I tell you, this resentment will last a long time. It could last a lifetime. You could be in a relationship with somebody and you could be married to somebody and you guys could all be getting along during that time of the marriage for the sake of your partner. You know, everybody's trying to get along, you know, as to not, you know, piss off, you know, your husband or whoever it is. But if something happens to your partner or something like that, there could be issues, and especially when money is concerned. This happens all the time, you guys, all right? If you're dealing with somebody who has kids and they have money, okay, money breaks up families. It breaks up families where there aren't stepchildren involved. Even in regular families, whenever somebody passes away, there's usually a battle over something, over a house, over money in the bank. Now, you need to think about this because we're thinking long-term lifetime, right? So if you're involved with somebody with kids and the person you're involved with has money, and let's say, God forbid, something happens to your partner, okay, there is going to be a battle over whatever that person has. You're going to find yourself in court. You better get yourself a good lawyer, all right? Because you're going to find yourself in court battling it out with your stepchildren down the road. And I've seen this happen. I have seen this happen, you guys. And a lot of people are not thinking that long term. They're just thinking in the moment. They're just thinking in the moment because maybe they're just, you know, dating somebody with kids and everything like that. But the longer you date somebody, the more you get attached. the more it progresses into something long term, okay? Now, the other thing that you got to consider is when somebody has out, you know, they have the extended family, a lot of times if these people don't like you, whether it's their kids, let's say their kids are older, if they don't like you, they're going to be filling up your partner's head with a lot of negativity about you if they don't like you. So whoever you get involved with, whether they have kids or they don't have kids, you got to, number one, look at the age of the children that they have. I've had a lot of guys that have said to me, you know, they don't mind dating a woman with kids, but they don't want little kids. They don't want to deal with the nursery school and all the kiddie parties and everything like that. Like, they want to get involved with somebody who's older, that has older kids, that has been through that. They want to get involved with somebody that is free to go out and be able to travel and do things. So whoever you get involved with, you have to look at the age of the kids that they have. And you have to say to yourself, okay, this person may have small children. Most of the time when you have small children, you don't have the freedom to come and go. Now you're dealing with babysitters, all right? If you're a guy dating a woman and she has small children, and let's just say she's a single mother, she may not be able to go out all the time. She's tied down with babysitters. So that may not be somebody that is compatible with you, because you're a jet setter that likes to come and go and travel and be spontaneous or anything like that. So if you're somebody that's in the dating world and you're divorced and you have children, or you just have children, not necessarily divorced, okay? And you have children living in the home with you. If you get involved with a man, you want to make sure that the man is okay with the fact that you may not be free to come and go as you please, because you have those kind of responsibilities. So you have to let them know in the beginning. You can't just string somebody along and pretend, oh yeah, I like to travel and everything, when you know deep down you can't get away. You can't go for a 2-week vacation if you don't have help or something like that. You have to find somebody that's okay with your situation. Whatever your situation is, it's got to be compatible with their situation, all right? And the thing that you have to remember too, another thing too, you know, things are so easy when you're single, you're young, you don't have children, and basically you got, you know, your pick of the playing field, so to speak, okay? But when you start and you get involved with somebody with kids, or you have kids yourself, the choices out there are limited. The choices out there are limited, okay? So the other thing is, you know, somebody who's had kids, they may not want to have kids with you. That's another thing. That's why you got to clarify that, you know, in the beginning. You have to make sure you guys are on the same page. Because if you get involved with somebody that doesn't want to have kids, and you say to yourself, oh, well, you know, I'll convince them later on. Maybe they have 2-3 kids or whatever it is, and they're not really looking to have any more kids. And they tell you that, and you think you're going to change them. That's not the way to go, because they're not going to change. And if they do, they're not going to have their whole heart in it, and it's going to cause stress on the relationship. So one of the things I always say is your goals should match up with their goals, okay? You have to want the same things out of life. And if you get involved with somebody that has children, and these children are still, you know, young or very, you know, involved in their parents' life, whatever that situation is, you're going to be dragged in and be a part of that, okay? Because the closer you get to your partner, the more that kid's problems are going to be your problems as well. Because let's just say you're dating somebody and let's say their kid is a teenager. I'm just using this as an example, you guys. And let's say you were supposed to, you know, go away for the weekend with your partner or something. And let's say the kid had a problem or whatever. And he says, you know, dad, I need money. Or dad, you know, I got arrested for drugs or whatever it could be. All right. You could get a last minute phone call and they could say, oh, you know, I thought I could go this weekend, but I can't because I have to help my kid out. Or my kid got, you know, they broke down on the highway in their car. These are things that could come up with somebody that you're dating. Or it could be, like I said, a big one is the money issue, because a lot of times they may be giving their kids money. The kid comes to them, dad, I need you to pay my cell phone bill, or I need you to pay my rent. And then they come back to you and tell you, you know, I really can't afford to, you know, buy you that for your birthday. I wanted to get you a nice bag, but I really can't. I'm tapped right now because, you know, I've got to give my kids money for, you know, their graduation, their tuition for college. That's another thing too. If you get involved with kids, a lot of times the non-custodial parent, which a lot of times is the father, is paying out child support. A lot of these men that have children are paying out child support. And what does that mean to you? That means they have less money to spend in some cases on going out with you, taking trips with you, doing certain things with you. So these are all things, you guys, you have to think about when you get involved with somebody. Unless the person is a very, you know, financially well-off person, then it could be a totally different scenario. But you still could have other issues, you know, maybe non-financial issues that come up, you know, where the ex calls up and says, oh, you know, little Johnny's been crying all night. I don't know what to do. Can you come over here and help, or something like that? You may be involved with somebody who's got kids and the ex is like, they're in your business. Okay, you could be living with your partner and they may have kids and their ex may be calling up your partner's phone every 2 hours about every little thing with the kid, and they're using it as an excuse to get them over there because maybe they still have an attachment to your partner. So you have to look at it with a critical eye, whoever you get involved with. You want somebody who has clean cut ties to their ex. You don't want somebody who's still, you know, emotionally wrapped up with the ex, where they're sitting there talking about the kids, you know, coffee clutching for 5 hours. All right. You know, they have to be able to, you know, take care of their kids, be there for their kids, but there's a fine line. Okay. There's a fine line. You can't be married in two households. Okay. What I mean by that is if they're in a relationship with you, let's say you're married to them, even you're married to this person, that other ex or their ex-wife, they can't be calling you up and expecting them to come over there and, you know, fix the furnace for them or something. There's got to be boundaries, all right? Certain things like that, there's got to be boundaries because, you know, your relationship is to that person and you should be the priority in their life. And if that person can't make you the priority, then you have a major, major problem. And I'm going to talk about this when it comes to like mama's boys or women that are attached to their mothers, you know, or something like that. When you have these outside influences in your relationship is not just about you and the person. If you're dealing with somebody who doesn't know how to, you know, distance the two, then you're going to have a problem. And you have to set up those boundaries, because then you're going to hear every complaint in the book about this. Oh, you know, my kid's got this problem. I got to run over there. Or, you know, they need a little help with their rent. You know, I'm going to give them a few bucks for that or whatever. There's got to be clear, drawn out, you know, things that are done when they have left with their ex. Okay, that's why we have, you know, when people get divorced, that's why we have the courts to figure out financially, okay, this is how it's going to work out financially. Okay, this is how it's going to work out as far as visitation. But when you're dealing with somebody who's close with their ex, or there's a lot of drama, let's just say they got a lot of drama with their ex, all right, that's somebody who has not made the division. I mean, there's one thing to take care of your children and to help your children and be there for your children. And it's another thing to not be in that household, but still be too emotionally involved in that household where they can't have a relationship with you. This is what I'm saying, you guys. All right. So, it goes the same. Like if you're talking about when you get, you get involved with somebody, you want to make sure that they are emotionally able to be in a healthy relationship. They don't have any hangups. They don't have a drug or alcohol problem. You know, they're not still heartbroken over their ex that they just came out of a relationship. You know, they're not in a financial crunch that they can't support themselves and stand on their own two feet yet, okay? They can't even take care of themselves. How are they going to be in a relationship with you and, you know, forget even trying to get married to that person, okay? Because you're dealing with somebody who's not responsible and who's not grown enough to be able to be responsible and move forward in a relationship and be married, okay? And when you bring kids in the mix, that's when things really get more difficult and more complicated and things, you know, get tricky, all right? It gets tough. Life gets tougher because you're dealing with more responsibility. So you need somebody who is responsible and knows where to draw the line. That's it. Period, dot, end of story. They need to know where to draw the line. And if they can't do it, you have to set that boundary with them and let them know that you are overstepping what you should be doing as far as your children. And if they can't respect your judgment, and you know, if what you're saying makes sense and what you're saying is reasonable, then they should, you know, because they're trying to work with you to have a relationship with you, they should respect that. But if they can't do that and you find that there's still that emotional attachment, you know, with the ex and the kids, you know, every 2 minutes calling, you know, where it's like the person you're involved with is practically living in the other household still, then you have an issue. Then you have a problem. Then you have to say something. You have to decide what you could live with and what you can't live with. Because if you don't say anything, you're going to be living like this, okay? Your life is not going to be your own. I mean, they're always going to have that responsibility to their children, okay? Children are a lifetime responsibility. It's not even when they turn 18, you guys. You have older children that still contact you for whatever reasons. Maybe they're having problems in their own relationships or their own marriages, or they have money problems, or they have drug problems. They're going to contact their mother or father if, you know, they're in the soup and they need some help. So don't think just because, oh, when the kids turn 18, you know, I don't have to deal with them. You're going to have to deal with them the rest of your life, okay? It's just a matter of the relationship that your partner has with their kids. And you have to evaluate, is this something that I could deal with? If I speak to my partner and try to set up these boundaries of, you know, the way it should be, and they're okay with that, then maybe we could work something out that, you know, everything will flow okay. But if you can't, you're going to have these ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs, okay? And this is what you got to understand when you get involved with somebody that has kids. I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Hi, it's Yaz. And I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching, because everybody's problems are different. And sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused. You don't know what to do. You love your partner and you're having problems and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.